Shalom to all. Today's daf is Chol and Daf Lamed. We're starting by the sixth line with the words Mas Rav Yid Ravin. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas. Marsh Merim Sarabat Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we get to discuss the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about Shechita. Namely, at what point do we view the act as having halachic significance? So Reish Lakish had said, quoting Levi Saba, that Einei L'Shechita El Basayf. We only look at the end of the act. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan argued that Shechita is Metchila Bad Saif, from beginning till the end. Now the following Gemara is a question on Reish Lakish, but requires a bit of an introduction. Number one, the Karban Pesach is shechted on the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach. If it's done shaloi lishma, it's pasul. However, if he shechted any other time, either on or after Pesach, which would be, for example, if he lost his Karban Pesach, brought a different one, subsequently found the old one, so it still has a din of a Karban Pesach, or if he shechted it before the 14th, then it's considered a shlamim. Now, number two that we have to bear in mind is that there's an isser of shechita al chametz. One is not allowed to shecht the Karban Pesach if he has chametz in his possession. Now, according to some, this applies to any Karban brought on Pesach. One is going to be over if he shechts it al chametz. Now, bearing that in mind, the Gemara tells us, Masrav Idbar Avin, he asks as follows. A Mishnah tells us, Uvumayid Lashmai Pater Shalor Lashmai Chayiv. On Pesach itself, if he takes a Karban Pesach and he shechts it Lashma, intending for it to be the Karban Pesach, so he's Pater if he did this Al Chametz, that's because you can't bring Karban Pesach on Pesach, so he's not Chayiv for shechting it. However, if he shechted it Shalor Lashmai, which means it's meant to be a Shlamim, so then he's going to be Chayiv for shechting it Al Chametz, because according to this Mada Amar, you're Chayiv for shechting any Karban on Pesach Al Chametz. Now, Avinu Bada asked on this Mishnah, Taima de Shalor Lashmai. It seems to be the only reason why he's Chai for shechting al chametz is because he dafka shechted it shaloi lishma, that it's not the Pesach but it's a shlamim. That's mashma hastama putter. That he just shechted it stam with no intention whatsoever. He just shechted the animal, so he'd be putter. Now the question is, why putter? Why is he putter? Pesach b'sharim b'sashan a shlamim hu. A karm Pesach throughout the year, meaning even on Pesach itself, is just considered a shlamim. So why is he putter for shechting it al chametz? It must be shma mina Pesach b'sharim b'sashan a by akira, that the karm Pesach throughout the year, meaning if you're not shechting it erev Pesach, you're shechting this animal that was designated as a karm Pesach any other time of the year, also on Pesach, it needs active akira, which means that you have to actively uproot it from its din of Karban Pesach, and that's why it's only when it's shechted shaloi lishma, that's this active akira, so then it's considered a shlamim, and he's chai for shechting al chametz, as opposed to if he didn't have active akira, he just shechted it stam, so he's not chai for shechting al chametz. Rav Amar Chibar Gamda, he says that there's actually another answer suggested. Nizagor Pi Chabura, Lewis means the following was thrown out as an idea being tossed around from the Chabura, from the Chacham sitting in the base Medrash. Rav Amar, they said as follows, that Hacham Iskinen over here, what are we talking about? Kagon Shahayu Bailam Tamei Mesim. We're talking about where the owners of this Karban Pesach actually became Tamei Mesim right beforehand. They can't bring this animal Pesach Rishon. Dinidchil Pesach Sheni. They're pushed off to Pesach Sheni, which is just a month from now. So they could still use this animal that they had designated in a month to bring Pesach Sheni. And over here, it's a unique situation. The Stama Lishmaikai, the Stam of when this animal is going to be shechted, is that it's being done Lishma for the Karban Pesach because it still has that designation. It's still able to be used as a Karban Pesach. And Vahaihu Dabai Akira. It's this particular animal that needs active akira. One has to actively uproot it and say, you want to know what? I don't want this to be a Karban Pesach. I want it to be a shlamim. And only then he'd be chai for shechting al chametz. Ha'acher, but a different type of Karban Pesach. For example, what we mentioned in the introduction to the sugya, that he originally designated one, then lost it, brought a different one in its stead, and then found the original one. So even though it's officially considered a Karban Pesach, since it can't be used for a real Karban Pesach, so loy by akira, that wouldn't need active akira. And if he just shechts that stam on Pesach, it's actually considered a shlamim, and you'd be chai for shechting al chametz. Now here's the question: if you want to say we go like Rabbi Yochanan, then we view the entire act of shechita from beginning till the end as halachic shechita. So if soleim mitchilas shechita, this answer that we just gave makes sense. This animal, which is considered a karm Pesach and is really supposed to be brought on Pesach Sheni, it becomes pasul from being brought as a Pesach right at the beginning of shechita. That's because he started shechting it on Pesach, and it can't be brought this Pesach; it has to be brought in a month from now. So already from the beginning of the act of shechting it, that automatically passes it from being able to be brought as a Pesach. And as we had said, stama is lashma, that the intention is for this to be a Karban Pesach. Memelo, the whole thing's pasul from the get-go, and therefore when he continues shechting it, it's just considered a pasul Karban Pesach, and so he's not chai for shechting it al chametz, because he never had an active akira intention that it should be a shlamim. Ella, I amrit einol shechita el besaif, but if you want to say like Reish Lakish, that we only view the end of the act of shechita as being valid, well, kim the shachar beporta, the moment he started the shechita on this animal, which is supposed to be a Pesach, it's now been pushed away from being a Karban Pesach, but it didn't yet passel the animal because the beginning of the Shechita is actually nothing. We don't view it as anything valid. And so for all intents and purposes, we have an animal in front of us which is not a Karban Pesach, and therefore, when he continues the Shechita on the animal and completes it, so it's considered like Shechita and Karban Shlamim, because basically, something that used to have the din of a Karban Pesach but can't be brought as such, Melo does not require active Akira, and just simply Shechting it Stam, automatically gives it that din of a shlamim, and so he should be chayv for shechting it al hachametz. But it's not mashm like that from what we said before. So this would be a question on Reish Lakish. However, Amalei Abaye told him, you're not 100% correct with this, because Nid Itchilim Pesach, you're right, that from the beginning of the Shechita, according to Reish Lakish, it's automatically pushed away from being able to be brought as a Pesach. However, Midmei Pesach, Mi Itchi, is it pushed away from Dmei Pesach, which means, in other words, that it still has the value of a Karm Pesach, its Damim, its value, its worth, is still considered to be the worth of a Pesach, and therefore it still is considered to be a Karm Pesach. And Chitim want to suggest that it really doesn't have the value of a Pesach because by Amad Varacha, it needs standing and evaluation, meaning anytime we have Psula Mekdashim, we have an animal that was designated as a carbon and it got a mum, for example, so we're going to be paid it, we're going to redeem it. It needs an official Hamada, you have to stand it up and you have to be Marich it, you have to evaluate how much it's worth, and this is not able to have Amad in Aracha because he already began the Shechita, which Mamela means that it doesn't really have Dmei Pesach because he's not able to redeem it anymore. The reason why that's not true is because Vatanan, we have a Mishnah that says, Shachaba Shnaim, Oyrev Shnaim, we shachs both Simonim, or at least the majority of both of them, Vadainim Farchases, but it's still shaking and moving around. Harehi Kechayel Chod Varel, it's considered to be 100% alive, and therefore it still is considered to have Dmei Pesach, so we don't have a question on Reish Lakish. Now we move on to another discussion, and actually, if you have a footnote over here, which I do in my Gemara, it's labeled Aleph, and if you go to the Agos Tzunim on the side, it quotes that the Rif and the Rush actually bring the beginning of the Mishnah on Amud Beis before this Gemara, because this is really related to the beginning of that Mishnah. So let's continue as we have it in our Gemaras. Amar Yehuda Marav, Hashecha b'shnayim u'shleshem makaymais, if a person shechts in two or three places on the animal's neck, shechitas akshe, the shechitas kasher. Now Kamirska made the Shmuel, when I said this in front of Shmuel, Amar Lehi told me, that's not true, but inon shechita mufuras, v'leka, we have to have shechita, which is mifuras, and that's not so over here. What does mifuras mean? So Rashi translates it as open or revealed. In other words, when a person makes the cut in the animal's neck, it has to be open and revealed, but if he's going to cut the neck in two or three different places, that's not mifuras, and therefore it's not a good shechita. And after Shem Lakish suffer be in a shechita mifuras, Reish Lakish also holds that we need this shechita mifuras. Amar Shem Lakish, he says, minay l'shechita shi mifuras, how do we know that shechita needs to be mifuras? It has to be one cut and not multiple ones. That's because Shenemar, the pasuk says, chetz shachot l'shoinam mir madiber. And the lashon of chetz shachot is clearly comparing the act of shechita to a chetz, to an arrow, and we know when an arrow is shot, it makes just one cut. It goes in one place, it doesn't go out and in and out and in multiple places. Therefore, that's how shechita has to be. Now, Masor Blazer asks as follows. The Mishnah Amud Beis tells us, Beis Echlin Misakin, if two people are holding a knife, Vishachtin, and they're shechting, Afilu Echlin Mal of Echlin Mamata, even if one is shechting above and one below, which means one is a higher up on the neck, closer to the head, and the other is lower down on the neck, closer to the body, Shechita Sekher, the Shechita is kosher. Now, the question is, Amai, why would that be valid? Volaka Shechita Mefuras. There's no Shechita Mefuras over here. There's one cut over here and one cut over there, because we're assuming that each one is holding on to a separate knife, doing Shechita on a separate place on the neck, and that's not Shechita Mefuras. So, Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah, he answers that no, Mishnah Sein B'Sakin Echad U'Shnei B'nei Adam. That Mishnah is actually talking about one knife and two people, which means two people are holding onto the same knife and they're doing the Shechita together, and therefore there's only one cut on the animal's neck, so it is Mefuras. It's not that there's two separate cuts. However, Amalei Rabbi Rabba asked him, Yach, if that's really so, Hainu D'Tani Allah, is that really what's taught on it? Meaning, how do we understand the following thing which is taught on the Mishnah? Ein Chayesh and Shem Yitfru Zalzeh. We don't have to be Chayesh that these two people are Shechting the animal together are going to end up trafing it one on the other. Now, what does that mean, Shem Yitfru Zalzeh? If you want to say that we're talking about two people holding two separate knives, shechting on two separate places of the neck, everything's all good. Because Mazitamam, one might have thought, the Lechash Dil Masamcha Adadi, we should be Chayshesh, they're just going to rely on each other, that each one says, you know, the other guy is really doing a proper Shechita, and Vahile Asal Mevid Ruba, Vahile Asal Mevid Ruba, and then it's going to turn out that each one isn't going to end up shechting Raiv, and then the Shechita is going to be 100% possible. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush is, the Ein Chayshin, that we don't have to be Chayshesh that, and we could rely on the fact that one of them did a fine Kasher Shechita. But if you want to say that the Mishnah is talking about one knife and two people holding onto that knife cutting the animal, instead of saying that we're not chayshish that they're going to trafe it up one on the other, we really should have said there's no chashash, they're going to be over drasa. Drasa is pressing down, and that would really be the real chashash. If two people are holding onto the knife, maybe we should be chayshish that instead of cutting the animal's neck, they're going to end up pressing down on the simanim, and that's obviously a psul, and so that really should have been the lashon used, if that's what we're referring to. So I'm really Ravin. Ravin told him, you're right. Tani, actually, really, that is what should be taught. Ain chayshishin, lamano beis on top, shem yidrusil zalzeh. Wouldn't have to be chayshish. They're going to be ivor drasa. So it's actually referring to two people holding one knife. However, we continue discussing this muscle of Ravin. He asks as follows. We have a braisa. Shachas a veshet lamata vesakon lamala. Oyas a veshet lamala vesakon lamata. If the person shachas a kon and the veshet in two separate places, one lamata, one lamala, meaning one lower down on the neck and one higher up on the neck, shchitas aksher, shchitas kasher. The problem is, amai, why would that be? Well, like a shchitim mufuras. We don't have shchitim mufuras. That's two separate cuts. That's one cut up above, one cut down below. That's not mifuras. And we explain who must have loved whom mifarkla. He asked the question and he answered it as well. B'shchita asuya kakulmus. We're talking about a special shchita that's like a kulmus. fulmus, which literally is like a pen. In other words, it's slanted, meaning instead of making a straight cut on the neck, he slanted the knife, starting from up above, going to down below, or starting from down below, going to up above. And that's why saying that he shechted one siman here and the other siman there. That's because he started one place of the neck. That's where he ended up cutting one siman. But by the time he finished that cut, the knife was ready, slanted by a different part of the neck. So that's where he cut the other siman. And that's perfectly kosher. But it's not that he made two separate cuts in two separate parts of the neck. The Gemara continues with a story. There was a shor, there was an ox. There was shechted in two or three places. And all Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta went in. He took from the best piece of meat of this ox, meaning he ate from it. And Amar Rabzer Rabzer told him, L'matan Rabbeinu, our master, you just clearly taught us, Mishnah Seinu b'shnei sakinim u'beiz b'nei Adam, that the Mishnah is referring to two knives and two people because this animal was cut in two or three separate places and still it's kosher. Now we're going to discuss a different psul of shechita, which we have mentioned briefly previously, called chalada. The basic understanding is when the knife is put underneath one of the simanim, that's milashan chaylid, which is a weasel that goes underneath the buildings, as we had explained earlier in the Gemara, and that's a psul. Our more slightly general understanding of chalada is just simply the knife being covered over by something during shechita. So the Gemara tells us, Amrav Yehuda Marav, hichlad is a sakin, bein simul simen. If you put the knife in between both simanim, upasku, and he cut the simanim, psula, it's pasul. Harvatachsa are, if you put the knife underneath the hide of the animal, and then did the shechita, share it's kosher. The question is, Maikamash Mulan, what's the chiddush of the first part of the statement, that if he did chalada, he put it in between the simanim and cut, that it's pasul? Tanina, we have a Befer Shemishna that tells us this, oishe hichlad is a sakin, tachas a sheni, if you put the knife underneath the second simen, upasku, and he cut it. So Rabbi Sheva says, nevela, it's actually considered nevela. We'll see later on why that is. Whereas Rabbi Kiva and Ratrefa says it's a trefa. The bottom line is, though, both Rabbi Sheva and Rabbi Kiva agree that this is a pasul shchita. So why do we need Rabbi Yehuda to say that b'shem Rav? And the answer is, im masnisin, if we only had that Mishnah, havamina, I would think, hanimili milmata lamala. That's only when he puts the knife underneath both simanim. So he cuts from below up above, meaning the cutting motion is upwards. And the reason why that would be pasul is delaika avidar shchita. That's because he's not doing it the normal way of shchita, which is usually cutting downwards. Avo milmala lamata. But if he's cutting from above to below, in other words, he puts the knife in between the two simanim, he cuts downwards, which is cutting the bottom simen, the ka'avid kedar shchita, he is cutting like the regular way of shchita because he's cutting downwards, emashap yodami, I might say that is a valid shchita, kamash malon, that's why we have to have a review of Shem Rav that says, even in that situation, it's not valid. Continuing to discuss chalada, we had said, tachas ark sheira, if it's placed underneath the hide, that would be a kasher shchita. However, Bei Rav Amri, the Beis Meresh of Rav, they quoted Rav saying, tachas ark, eni edeya, if it was placed underneath the hide, I actually don't know what the din is. Anybody who asks the following question, Lebei Rav, the Amri Tachas Ar, any idea? According to this memra from the Beis Medrash of Rav, they quoted Rav saying that if it was placed underneath the hide, I don't know what the din is. Tachas Matlas Mahu, let's say a knife was placed underneath the kerchief that was wrapped around the animal's neck, what would be the din over there? And that's different than the hide, because the hide is at least part of the animal, as opposed to this matlas, this cloth is not part of the animal. And Tachas Tzer Mesubach Mahu, what about if the knife was placed underneath matted, clumped up wool? Sometimes you'll have to buy a sheep that has a lot of wool by its neck and it's all matted and clumped and the knife went under that, would that be considered a problem? And we conclude teku, and we have to go l'chumra. Now by our papa, he asked one more question. Hichlid b'miyot simanim mahu. Let's say he did chalada with only minority of the simanim, what's the din? In other words, the majority of the shechita was perfectly fine, but at the end, by the miyot, he did chalada. So on one hand, we could say the majority was fine, so it's okay. On the other hand, perhaps we view the entire act of shechita as one, and since at some point in time during the shechita he did chalada, maybe it's possible. And the Gemara over here as well concludes teku. And moving on to another Mishnah. Hashechet beiz rashin ke'echad. If a person shechted two animals in one shot, shechitas ekshera, it's kosher. Also, shnayim echsen v'sakin, if two people are holding onto a knife, v'shechten m'shechting, afilu echel mal v'echel mata, even if one's above, one's below, shechitas ekshera, the shechitas kosher. Another din, hit is a saresh v'bas achas, psula. If he was mates the head in one shot, it's pasul. Now, usually mates means a person takes a sword and chops off the head, so over here, it's actually just talking about the act of shechita, but it means just in one movement of the knife. He didn't go back and forth. It was just one movement. He cut through both simanim, so it's pasul, because the only way he's able to do that is by drasa, by pressing downwards, and that's why it's pasul shchita. However, ha'yishaychid, if he's doing a proper shchita, v'hidiz z'resh ba'asachas, and then he managed to cut through both simanim one shot, so in this situation where he's not pressing down, he's doing the motion of shchita, so it depends. Im yesh b'sakin malei tzavar, k'sheira. If the knife has malei tzavar, a neck's width, so then it's kosher. And we're going to see later on in the Gemara that means that actually it has to be a full neck's worth extending beyond the neck of the animal. In other words, the knife has to be double the length of the neck of the animal, and that way it would be kosher, because he could cut through both simanim with this very, very long knife in just one motion. He doesn't have to go back and forth. He could just cut once and that would go through the simanim. Also, let's say he was shechting and he ended up cutting through two animals' necks at the same time. As we had said at the beginning of the Mishnah, if you shech two animals at the same time, it's kosher. And again, he did that just in one shot without going back back and forth. It was just one motion. So here as well. Im yesh b'sakin mali tzavar echad ksheira. If this knife is mali tzavar echad, which we're going to see in the Gemara, means it extends the thickness of an animal's neck beyond the second animal. So it's basically the length of three animals' necks. So that's kasher. Now for the clarifying, but medvarum, when is it said, bizman shahilech vloihevi, ihevi vloihelech? That's only if he did a forward motion, not a back, or a back motion and not a forward. So then the knife has to be long enough to sever both simanim in one shot. Avalim halich vehevi, if he went back and forth, afilu kalshahu, even if the knife is very small, afilu beizmel, even if it's like a razor, and we're going to see in the Gemara what exactly the chiddush is over there, ksheira, it's kasher, because since he's going back and forth, he for sure is able to cut the simanim without being over drasa, pressing down. So Gemara first tells us, manani mili, how do we know this? Which means, how do we know that shechita has to be a back and forth sawing motion and not any other way? So Amr Shmuley says, the Amr Krak, as the pasuk tells us, and we quoted this on Amr Aleph, chetz shachat l'shayna mirma diber, and the same with a chetz, an arrow, it goes straight, b'mashicha, it's like a drawing or pulling or smooth motion. So too, that's how shechita is done, with mashicha, that it's a drawing or pulling, back and forth motion, not any other way. Now, Tan B'Shmuel is Tan B'Shmuel B'Shmuel differently. The pasuk says, v'shachat, and ein v'shachat ela u'mashach. The word shachat means mashach, to pull or to draw. And we also have a pasuk like this, zahav shachat. And zahav shachat, if we're going to literally translate it, means drawn gold. In other words, the gold is very soft, and it's able to be pulled into different pieces. So that's what we see as lashon of shachat, to pull or to draw. And v'aymer, we have another pasuk, ches shachat l'shaynam mir madiber. Now we just ask, my v'aymer, why does he have to bring this other pasuk? And the answer is because v'chitema zahav shachat, if you're going to say that the first pasuk of zahav shachat means something else, shenitva kachotu, it means gold that's spun like a thread. In other words, shachat means shechot, it's like a thread. And so it doesn't say anything about mashicha, therefore, tashma, we have different pasuk, ches shachat l'shaynam. Now we have a story about shechting with arrows. Rava, have a badik le gira, Rashi's girsa is badik lehu girei, Rabbi Yonah bar Tachlifa. Rava would check arrows of Rabbi Yonah bar Tachlifa. He would make sure that they didn't have any pegimas, there were no nicks, that the blade, the sharp part of the arrow, was perfectly smooth. And v'shachat ba'ayfa b'hadi deparach, he was able to shech the bird with it as it was flying. He was clearly an incredible marksman, he was able to aim perfectly and shech the bird mid-flight. Ask the Gemara, hold on, v'dilma avil chalada, maybe the arrow did chalada under the simanim and cut them like that. So the Gemara says, no, chazinon lamad alf on top, gidfi demiframi, that we see that the neck feathers are cut. It must be that the arrow went from the top of the neck, sliced them, and then cut the simanim. Ask the Gemara another question, v'boy kisui, we have to do kisui adam. And v'chitim, if you want to suggest, demichsule, that not a problem. After the bird was shechted mid-flight, they did cover the blood. The problem with that is, v'amar abzer, amar rav, ha-shechet, one shechts a bird, sark shitein afer lamata ve'afer lamala, he has to put dirt underneath and above the blood. Shem, because the pasuk says, v'chiso be'afer, he should cover it be'afer, afer le'nemer, it doesn't say cover it with dirt, ela be'afer, which means in dirt. Lamed teaches us, sha-shechet, the one who shechts a bird, sark shitein afer lamata ve'afer lamala, he has to put dirt both below and above. And so how is he supposed to do that with this bird that's being shechted mid-flight? The blood is obviously spraying across a large area, so not only does he have to locate all the blood to be able to cover it, he also has to make sure that before the blood falls, that there's dirt underneath it. And how is that possible? He doesn't know where the bird's going to be and where the blood's going to fall. The answer is actually yes. The Mazman Leil offered the Kula Piska. He prepared the dirt of the entire valley, this entire area where the bird was. He made sure to plow it up beforehand so all the dirt under any possible flight path of the bird was already prepared for this. So therefore, when he does find the blood, he just could cover it on top because it's already considered covered from the bottom. And that's a possibility of how to shech like this. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss the Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.